is Charlotte from PleasureMechanics.com. This is a second episode of a new addition to our podcast. We'll continue bringing you a new episode every Friday. And now in addition, every Wednesday, we'll bring you a new short episode where we share a quick tip or challenge for you to explore in your life. We are calling it Just the Tip. If you want deep, penetrating conversation, keep tuning in to our Friday episodes. But for thrilling quickies, we'll bring you Just the Tip each Wednesday. So welcome to this week's Just the Tip. Each week we share a provocative or fascinating excerpt from one of our favorite books about sex, and then have a short conversation about it. At the end of each episode, we offer you a tip or a challenge for you to explore in your life. Let's get started. This week I'm using an excerpt from one of my favorite essays of all time, On Sex and the Erotic. It is called The Uses of the Erotic as Power, by the great late Audre Lorde. It is an incredibly dense and beautiful piece, and there's so much to pull out from it, but I'm just using a short excerpt for us today. She spoke this whole essay once as a speech, and brilliantly it's captured on YouTube, and I'll have a link to that whole speech on our show notes page over at PleasureMechanics.com. So I'll play her speaking her piece now.
But the erotic is not a question of what we do alone. It is a question of how acutely, how fully we can feel in the doing. For once we know the extent to which we are capable of feeling that sense of satisfaction, that sense of fullness, that sense of completion, we can then observe which of our various life endeavors bring us closest to that fullness. Another important way in which the erotic connection functions for me is the open and fearless underlining of my capacity for joy. In the way that my body stretches to music, opens into response, hearkening to its deepest rhythms, so every level upon which I sense also opens to the erotically satisfying experience, whether it is dancing, building a bookcase, writing a poem, making love, examining an idea. That self-connection shared is a measure of the joy which I know myself capable of feeling, a reminder of my capacity for that feeling. And that deep and irreplaceable knowledge of my capacity for joy comes to demand from all my life that it be lived within the knowledge that such satisfaction is possible. This is one reason why the erotic is so feared in the society that we live in, and so often relegated to the bedroom alone, where it is recognized, or when it is recognized at all. For once we begin to feel deeply all the aspects of our lives, we begin to demand from ourselves and from all our lives' pursuits that they feel in accordance with that joy which we know ourselves to be capable of.
Doesn't she have a beautiful voice? So this piece highlights the joy that accessing the erotic opens up. Lorde speaks about the erotic as being different than the sexual or the pornographic. The erotic is beyond the sexual and is what I interpret as that which wakes up your full self. We've all probably experienced some sexual encounters, solo or partnered, that can be merely functional, as opposed to the ones where your entire being is awakened, aroused, and excited, where your full self is engaged. These are encounters that Lorde would name as erotic, as opposed to just sexual, and they raise the bar of what is possible for your experience of pleasure and joy. And how is it one can be erotically satisfied when building a bookshelf, writing a poem, dancing, or examining an idea? What does this mean? To me, this means bringing all of yourself into the present moment, so the moment becomes so full, it engages all of your body, mind, heart, and spirit, so that the experience is rich with fulfillment. It is because all of you is entirely engaged in the experience that you become satisfied. And when we are satisfied erotically, we can recognize this feeling and then look for it elsewhere, not just in the bedroom, but in our work and in our lives in general. We raise the bar on our lives from mediocrity as we begin to recognize that deep satisfaction and fulfillment is possible for us. Lord highlights the importance of self-connection in finding these moments, as no one else can know what genuinely gives you that feeling of satiated joy. It is particular and specific only to you. When we pay attention to what creates our own joy and pleasure, we become aware of this as important to our life satisfaction, over and above what culture or other people who are important to us tells us are important. So my challenge to you this week, inspired by this piece, is to look over your life and notice what non-erotic experiences are not bringing you profound levels of satisfaction. Knowing you are worthy of more, where could you ask yourself for more? And experiment with bringing your full self to the experience and notice if that alters the feeling of fulfillment in what you're doing. And a second part of this challenge is when you are next in an erotic experience, whether that is solo or partnered, experiment with bringing your full self and your full attention to the experience and notice if that alters the level of joy or satisfaction you feel. If you do feel fulfilled in that moment, let yourself really deeply feel it. Don't skip over it. Really soak the pleasure in fully. So there is a little piece of erotic wisdom and inspiration from the great Audre Lorde. And you can find the quote that I use and find a link to her whole speech over at pleasuremechanics.com under this Just the Tip podcast episode. And remember, for a free weekly dose of sex advice and exclusive giveaways, come on over to our website, pleasuremechanics.com, and sign up for our newsletter. And when you are ready to master new erotic skills and unleash more pleasure in your life, enroll in one of our erotic mastery courses. Our online multimedia courses cover everything from couples massage to foreplay mastery to erotic spanking, and you will find them all at pleasuremechanics.com. Use the code JUSTTHETIP for 20% off the course of your choice. Thank you so much. I'm Charlotte from pleasuremechanics.com, wishing you a lifetime of pleasure.